Get the current daf. The sechta bavim vasa daf ayin. Beginning with beis. Beginning with beginning with gemara. So at the end of the day, kiyomalei nensu. When he says nensu, which is the migu, lav shavu boyer, doesn't he require shavua? And so now that if through the migu, how could you do it without a shavua? So he says, it's a wonder. Lamai nufar shabein the tam ba'gris l'kama. Bein tam ba'gris l'kama daf kavetzayin menalv. B'shmaitz in the sugi da toyin tain is ganav b'pekodin. Regarding a deposit, the guy who's watching, he claims that it was stolen from him. Halach is lemechayv shvur shemen. He's not liable for the oath of a guardian, which is what a shemer is when he's watching b'kodin. Ella, only if heichad eko heida b'miktas. He has to have, not just say that it was stolen, he has to say, he has to have a partial admission. According to that, heichad kamar, hazar gemara saying, lav shvur b'yi, doesn't require an oath. No, the truth is, lemechayv shvur is not liable to oath their rice that's biblical. Because it's not made of mixes. Vein lama don't say lav shvur bayi. That the Gemara's question is shvur hases kamar, which is the rabbinic oath, is even if you totally deny, because the eichat teis gadai to Rav Amram. Well, then how did Rav Amram entertain the neman the kamar of Chizda that this Rav Chizda was saying that he's believed they parted to be exempt? Was a film shvur hases even for a rabbinic oath? And everyone says that's even if you in all situations. How could he have entertained that? But more, but the Amma Perak on this boy, the Gemara says, "Was a many mebe is gabir Rama b'chama over Rabba, machlal the tabayu sabri." The inference is that both of them hold. Mafkeitz chaver be'edim. Some deposits something by his friend with witnesses. Ain't talk lasla be'edim. Doesn't have to return it in front of witnesses. B'shtar, if he gave it with a document, talk lasla b'shtar. Then he has to give it back to him with a document, or the gear says be'edim. And b'tzarich lafarish. Well, I mean, you have to explain, as Tez is going to mention in a moment, because of the steer with Rava, that Tzorach Lahagzal Loi Beshtar, you have to give back with a document, Im Ein Yeretzel Yishava, if it doesn't want to swear. Beshvua, actually, with an oath, Neman, he actually would be believed, even without giving it back with Eidim. And the reason why you would have to say this, Kiyechad Loi Tikshu De Rava De Rava, that you don't ask a contradiction of Rava himself. Because Rava, I'm like, come on, Rava says later on, the Mehemel HaMechzat Tulach, that he's believed to say, I return to you, b'migui d'nensu, with a migui that he could have said that it was an einus. The kamar rova, because Rava says hachas halacha is there's nish b'vakev mechza that you swear and you collect half. So the seemingly that the contradiction of Rava, because that sugya shortly that says you collect half is the half that's alone, but the half that's a deposit you don't collect because for pekadin. We would make the claim of Tanin for the Yisraelim that if the father was alive, he would be able to say, where am I going to answer? So you see, Rabbah holds that you don't have to give it back with Edom, obviously, because then you have Edom, and you believe with this Migui. Well, that contradicts what Rabbah says that Hamafka Bishtar Tzorchlatz be'edim. So obviously, you have to say, says Taisus, that where he swears, he's believed. I, Rabbi, said over there that you need to do it Aiden. That's if he doesn't want to swear. Now, Bibishvus has this Airi. Now, if this Shvur that Rav Chizda is saying that you're Chayiv for, that if, let's say, he wanted to rely on the Migui and verify his words with an oath, is the rabbinic oath. Heichakama said, and how is Rabbi saying that be'edim, if you give back with witness in Sarglaz lebe'edim, then you don't have to give it back. If it was given with witnesses, not with a shtar, with witnesses, you don't have to give back with edim. Umehem alamechzad alavach, and it's believed to say, give it back to you, meaning beloy shvua, because like we're saying, with shtar, shvua you would be believed, even without a shtar. So then, but haloilim ba'y shvua hases, but shvua hases you always need to have. So obviously, it's not a shvua hases. So we're back to his question. Based on Rabbeinu Tam, that how are you saying lav shvua b'yi? No, maybe not chayv shvua. So v'im Rabbeinu Tam, he says the hach shvua the hacha midyaban. The oath here is rabbinic. And the sakta koyim shvua says it was instituted before the rabbinic oath of shvua says k'may ahida koyis like we have the gemara k'subas that pezayim abeis that begemis k'subasa. If let's say a woman created a flaw in the collection of our k'suba, or ve'edah had me'ida sheipru, one witness testifies that it paid. Come Hashem, the Gemara says over there, the Habi Shavu Drabban is only rabbinic oath. And that's the same rabbinic oath that we're talking about over here. And you're right, it's not the biblical oath, because it's not made of mixes. Nicht Teres Master begins with the Gemara. Manda Menishba Begaiva Kulai. One holds that you swear and you collect the whole thing. Well, then, less like Rav Chisda. Obviously, because Rav Chisda holds that you're believed with the Pekad. Then says, if you can say, Akati, but still, Amai Geba Kulai. Still, why are you allowed to collect the whole thing? Then it liyas minensu. Well, why don't you say for the claim that it was an einus? We were saying all along, did they give it back? We were a migra of einus, but to claim of einus for sure, the father would be believed. Hashem says we can say is the milsad l'shchiach. That's something that's uncommon that an einus happened. So like tenin liyasma denanzu. So they were to make a claim that an einus happened because liyasma because denanzu kolis late because the einus happened. Usually word gets out. Now vavka dabun have behem and lemish denanzu. Even though the father would be believed to say there was an einus. But that's not something we'd make a claim for the orphans for that. Now, Manda Manishba Begaiba Metza, the one who holds that he swears and collects half, so he holds the Lemotza Amale, Shtorcha Biyadi Mabai, can't say, oh, well, why is the document by me? Retinin Luhu, Chzartablach, and we claim for them that it returned to you. So, Avagab the Leitinin Luhu, and this is why it's connected to the first advertising, even though, wait a second, but we wouldn't make a claim for them that this happened. But kiven davu and hoye mehemet b'tainus. But since the father would believe with the claim that he gave it back, migu di boi amanetsu. Since he could have said einus, now ve'en l'akshu. Don't ask. But ababa the isle mitoich shen yochel l'shad mashalim. Another question, another related. So meaning, even though they're on the migu, but they have the claim that the father could have had with the migu, so they have the claim too. Now, but then since he says, don't ask according to ababa the isle that he holds mitoich shen yochel l'shad mashalim. As the Gemara says, daf lamed al manav. If it's something you can't swear, you have to pay. So ma'am patrin lehu. Why are we exempting the orphans of Mechiyah ben Heshuvah? But they're obligated in the oath, as we see the father is. But they can't swear, because the Gabbai Yerushim Le'emrinim. So says, no. Because we don't say that since they can't swear, they have to pay. Because the Shem Perikon Neshman, like the Gemara says in Shavuot Avon Zayim Al, because the Shavuot Hashem Tiv Menshneim, the oath is between the litigants, but live in the Yerushim, not amongst the Yerushim. So they're not Mechiyah ben Heshuvah at all, to say if they can't swear, they have to pay. So then, since they've been telling me in the sale, Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara has that they say over there, "Ein odem merishvua lebanav." A person does not bequeath an oath to his children. Pidush. In other words, "Ein odem merishvamin." A person cannot bequeath money to his inheritors. Shesh merishvua lebanav. That is an oath to his children. The question is, "Am I peturin melashalim?" But why are they exempt from paying? Because they can't swear. But I thought they're not obligated. So it says, "Yeah, but the assumption you could say is." The whole day in order to merish this, that a person does not bequeath him the in his cock, and that they're not obligated, courts don't have to address themselves, not to the oath, not to the payment, just like Rashi explains over there. The inborn ligvis bishtai, and if they come to collect with the document, ain't goivin, that you don't collect. If they're the ones in possession, inborn ligvis men, and we're coming to collect from the orphans, like over here, we do not collect from them either, but they're exempt. It's obviously the Gemara over there on the Mechesim Abayis and Shuas. The Gemara answers, "Ha mani, who is this Beit Shami? The army that they say Shtarim the Gavos Kegavu Dami, that a document that's waiting to be collected, they collect. The Amar B'Davar Hagavoy, obviously something that's collected on Mershu Lebanim, person could bequeath because it's already theirs, and that's a difference in the point, like we're saying. Like Tais Masal, that begins the Gemara Nishba V'Goyve Mechza. He swears and he collects half. Says Tais Nira. So then, when it seemed the Inanish Balakos, you're not going to swear regarding everything because the Lomi Yishav Bechinim. Why would he swear for nothing? Kibin Yemashamaloi Ela Hachatzi, because they're only paying him half, as the Dibur Masal is pointing out. So therefore, Yishav Beshvuah Sheish LeBiyadam. But he's claiming everything is his. So what he do is he says, I swear that I have something by them. They ain't LeBiyadam Pachis Mechatzi, and I don't have less than half by them. So it's not creating a flaw. If he would say half, they would say wait. Then you say all. It's not creating a flaw. As the Gemara says in Bavmitz Yav Heim Abayis, each one's claiming the whole thing, but he only swears regarding half. He just says, but you can't say half. So he says, I don't have less than half. Master begins the Gemara. It's true. The part that he paid up Meimah Havam, he would have said. Tais says Davka Hocha. Now that's specifically over here, which Tais is for one year question. Sheshtar al-banav, that there was an outstanding document on his children, then he should have notified them, the beruah, that it's paid. Al-milvah peh, but regarding oral loan, that I mean, and that we say, later on, the kovayin dalma veiz, they ain't give him in the auction, that you don't collect from inheritors. Vavili hinich karkois, and even if you left over properties, vavili magadam, even from older children. Elikash ahayda umeis, only when he admits, and he dies.
Or inami, two miss b'shamto, or they put him in excommunication and he died. Why? Because asma, but they lo imin. We don't say, oh, him is in the paga. What do I mean? Why? Why don't you say that if he would have paid meim avah amar, he would have said no. Then like leidia, he doesn't let his children know komash alava paga, everything that he borrowed and he paid claim mechayv all throughout his lifetime. Ela davka hacha, only here she ishtad with this document. Kibbutzes, like we explained. So that's what we say. For sure, but there, by where you don't collect a milvah peh from the yerushim, even if left with karkais, because we know definitively that he didn't pay it up. But without that, you don't collect from the yisayim because maybe he did pay up. And we don't say that maybe he would have let them know. Next, says master, begin with the gemara. Amar Rabbi says hilchas halacha is nishba v'goyve mechzer. So he swears he collects half. By this Iska, again, which is like Rav Chizah, who says, because regarding the Bekadin, he is believed to say that he returned it. Now, Masha Kasha the Rava B'Shavuos, this time we have a contradiction with Rava, what he says in Masechta Shavuos. So that's a Taisa Pirashti Lael, that I already explained previously, that's at the Divrei Maschil Seif. Now, but Rav Mevar, she actually explains that the Lei Kasha Midi, it's actually not difficult at all. Why? Because the Achi Yisasim, let's look at the Gemara over there. Amalei Rava says, my mal yasa. So what do you gain? Imkain, if that's the case, Shavur Shem, the Chai Berachmana, just that Torah says that you're obligated to Shavur Shem, Hechemesh Kachazla, how could you have it? Meaning, Teich Shechalim, if you say there's a Migah that you could say, Leid Verma Oilam, that it never happened, Yochalim and Nansu, so you could say that it was Oinis, where, so he wouldn't have to swear. When does the Torah ever have to make you swear? So it's Gemara, the Afke Lebe'ed, no, you deposit it with witnesses. So you can't say that it never happened. Says the Gemara, Dafka lebeidim nami. But still, even when you deposit with witnesses, but since he could say, I give it back to you, yechalim and answer, he could say he has a migu. He could say that there was an einus. Says the Gemara, no dafka lebeshtar. Deposit with a document. Pirush, in other words, kiven dafka lebeshtar. Since deposit with a document, ikeshvua benenso. Then you have to swear that an einus happened because does ein loymar. Because then you can't say, oh, metichsh yechalim echzatilach that I give it back to you. And Bahinim believe sure that he would believe without an oath. Because when you deposit something with a document, so you have to give it back with witnesses. And really, even with the oath, you wouldn't be believed. Unless because you believe with a migui, the nensu that it was einus bishu with an oath. So now there's no question at all from over there. Because the whole point that Gemara over there was trying to explain was why was the term Mechayv Yerushvu Benenso? Why don't you rely on that he could say Hechzarti? So the Gemara answers, can't say Hechzarti because you have Shtachab Yodim Abay. Because before the Torah says that a Shomer is believed with a Shvua, someone deposited with a Shtar is not believed to say Hechzarti with a Migu Benenso because even Nenso is not named without a Shvua. And without you know that he's believed with a Shvua Benenso, you can't believe him with a Hechzarti Migu Benenso. But after the Torah says that Nensu is believed with a Shvua, so then we don't say that somebody that's deposited by him with a Shtar has to mivar the return with witnesses. Rather, he's believed to make a claim that he returned it with a migui of Nensu, the way Rav is paskin over here, like Rav Chizah.